Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
The ECB is set to meet in 9 days' time, and the expectation is that a rate increase of 0.25% will be announced. It will be the first rate increase in 14 years. So, is it time now to fix your current rate, look for a longer fixed term, or move your mortgage altogether to try and get a better rate? Well, if you want answers to those questions, you can text us to 51551, because we're going to speak now to Martina Hennessy, who is the managing director of Doddle.ie, and she joins us on the line. And the rate is going up soon, isn't it, Martina?
It is, Sarah. So Philip Lane, the chief economist of the ECB, has indicated, as you say, that rates are expected to increase by 0.25% in July and again in September. So we've seen rate increases from two lenders in Ireland in April and again in May. So certainly there is significant pressure on the banks. There's upward movement on their funding costs, and they're passing on that cost to the consumer. So certainly if somebody is on a variable rate or a short-term fixed rate, it's really a good time for them to look at what rate they're paying and to fix on perhaps a medium to long-term rate to safeguard against interest rate increases.
A tracker mortgage will also be affected, obviously, won't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the ECB base rate has been 0% for 6 years, and if the ECB rate increases, it will have an immediate impact on tracker rate mortgage holders.
So it will have an immediate impact on tracker rate mortgage holders, but say they do put up their rates on the 9th of June, what about the others, the variable rate holders? Will they see an immediate increase, or does that depend on the bank?
Well, the tracker rates are a fixed margin to the ECB base rate, so that sees an increase within 30 days. But the lender's own cost and general market forces dictate what standard variable rates and fixed rate customers pay. You would have to think, and we have experienced it thus far, that fixed rates, in particular the kind of shorter tail fixed rates, the 5 and 7 years, will start to come under pressure. And they, indeed, as I say, they've increased so far. Two of the lenders have increased them. And variable rates, I would very much expect, will also increase. So we're in an environment where there's certainly upward movement on rates, and the trajectory is upward only right now.
So would your advice at this point be to fix for as long as you can?
Well, there's a few considerations. Again, pricing is one of those. We're a nation of short-term fixed rate mortgage holders. So, you know, over 80% of people fix, but they tended to fix 2, 3 and 5 year fixed rates. So my advice would be now, if you're looking at where rates are and they're competitive, we're at a 14-year low in terms of what the level fixed rates and interest rates are at, I would be inclined to lock in for 5, 7, 10 year fixed rates. There's even fixed rates right up to 30-year terms that have some good value relative to when we think about a rate increase of 0.5% this year. You know, if you look at rates now, they're very attractive. Even at that 30-year or 10-year kind of proposition, they're very attractive relative to where rates could be this time next year even.
What would you judge to be an attractive fixed rate then?
Well, if we look at, say, at somebody who has an 80% loan-to-value, so they've built up, you know, 20% equity in their home, they can secure a 7-year fixed rate of 2.45%. So I would think anything below 2.5% is certainly attractive. You know, the average mortgage was drawn down at 2.79% last year. But I suppose, again, we're looking at all those existing mortgage holders who've had their mortgages on standard variables, or who are in the middle of, say, a 5-year fixed rate, and looking at the fact that their rate would have been higher when they locked in, and they're going to roll out on higher rates. And especially for standard variable rate holders, they really need to review their rates now and lock into a fixed rate if it makes sense for them to do so.
Okay, so that's clear enough for standard variable rate holders. But what if you are one of those that you've just mentioned, if you're on a fixed rate at the moment and you're halfway through, say, a 5-year term, would it make sense to try and break out of that fixed rate now and try and get, you know, another 5-year or indeed a 7-year term?
Yeah, I would think it does, Sarah. If you look at it, the first thing to establish is, would you have a break penalty if you were to break out of your current fixed contract? So the only way to find out that is to contact your lender and say, will I have a break penalty to break out? On the positive, the wholesale cost of funds, which is a factor that is within the calculation of fixed rates and penalties, has gone up. So that, if you called last year and you said, will I have a break penalty, it would have been a lot higher than it would be today, because the cost of funds for the banks has increased in the last 6 months. So that really does mean that the potential for a break penalty would be negated. We have so many people calling us at Doddle recently who have had a zero penalty, where last year they would have had, you know, 3,000 or something prohibitive. Okay. So it really is a good time to call your lender now. And if you're not going to switch, if you say, I can't switch, or I'm never going to switch to another lender, I don't even want to review market rates, which you shouldn't, but if you do say that, at least look at what your own lender has to offer and see, is there a rate that's competitive that you could lock into for a longer term, again, to safeguard against those potential rate increases. increases.
Really interesting. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Doddle.ie.